Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to The Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. How are you today?
Excellent, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you, and thanks for joining us. You know, recently I know the security research community has been seeing something unusual in the malware world, and that's a virus that's targeting a development environment. I guess this virus that's been dubbed the Win32.induc was infected, was written to infect applications built with Delphi. Can you tell us a little bit more about this particular virus and what Delphi is?
Sure, and actually I'm not positive if it's pronounced Delphi or Delphi, but we can go with Delphi for this conversation.
Sounds good.
Delphi is a programming language, so people write applications like word processors, chat clients, spreadsheets, any kind of program that you want can be written in this programming language. So that's what it's used for. It's kind of like C or Visual Basic or Basic or, you know, any other programming language. But the one of the interesting things about this is when the file is infected, it doesn't infect other executable files. Your standard old-school virus would go from executable to executable.
Right.
And this one, instead, what it does is it looks to see if the Delphi programming environment is installed on the computer. And if it is, then it makes a modification so that every program the developer writes is infected with the virus. So now when customers get files that are compiled with Delphi, and that means they take the code that the programmer has typed in and make it into a program, when
right.
they get these programs that are infected, if they don't have the Delphi, what they call IDE, Integrated Development Environment, installed on their computer, which most average users don't, the virus doesn't do anything. And that's a real interesting kickback to very old-school virus writing, where a lot of the virus writers in the old days weren't interested in stealing money or causing
right.
damage. They just wanted to prove a concept or something. So for the average user, essentially, it's not a problem, other than virus writers that aren't in it for money don't often quality control their work, so there could be compatibility issues. But for a software development house, this could be a big problem because it damages your reputation to have a virus in your code, even if the virus doesn't do anything harmful.
Right.
And believe me, I speak from experience because I worked at Microsoft and I was responsible for making sure that Microsoft didn't release infected software. And the one that got past me was a virus that was not going to infect anyone because it was so deeply nested in an area that nobody could get to without trying really hard, that it never infected anyone, but the code itself was infected. And it was a bad PR hit for Microsoft. And as a result of that, I got antivirus companies to detect some new file types that they never decompressed before. But the other really interesting thing about this is a lot of the bad guys that are writing banking Trojans, which are really prevalent in Brazil and Russia, got infected.
Huh.
And that means that if they don't check, we don't have to detect their new creation based on it being a banking Trojan. We can detect it because we know the induct virus and detect that. So that gives us two vectors to detect the program. And it gives the whole soft antivirus industry two different vectors to detect these malicious programs.
Interesting. So I guess, what do you think the overall goal was then with developing this virus?
I'm pretty sure the overall goal was somebody having fun wanting to prove a concept.
Interesting. And I guess, can you explain a little further than how it would get from machine to machine?
Well, one of the ways that we've seen it spread actually is through peer-to-peer networking, things like Kazaa or Juarez, where people are downloading illegal software.
Right.
That's one of the ways. Another way is like the banking Trojans, like I said. So people go to a website, and it could be a drive-by, it could be a phishing email, it could be a Trojanized program that someone downloaded. There's a variety of ways that that can happen. It
right.
potentially could infect a file that uses Windows Auto Run and spread via USB, because it doesn't care what program it infects. As long as it was written in Delphi, then it infects it. So it doesn't spread from executable to executable, though. So it's kind of interesting the number of infected files we've seen, considering that the program only infects really the development environment, and then it's the programs that are compiled that are written by people that come out infected.
Well, so it doesn't seem to be doing anything malicious. So what is it doing? And is there a concern, I guess, for the general public to be worried about this virus? Or
there's a concern if you're developing in Delphi. There's a concern because of reputation. In terms of losing personally identifiable information, bank account information, stuff like that, there's not really a concern for this virus. But you can bet the copycats are going to grab this, and especially the bad guys are going to grab this and build in the ability to steal information. So while this one is relatively harmless to the average user, the next one can have all kinds of different capabilities.
Absolutely, and that's a good point. You know, thanks, Randy, for taking the time to explain this particular virus to us in further detail. If you're interested in asking Randy any questions about this particular virus or anything else, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow Randy on Twitter at esetresearch. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.